Hello, everybody. We're going to conclude the first chapter. Kenyan Coronado, he says this idea how just living healthier and how he urged people to not become slaves to appetite and to rather conduct their lives with sensible living habits. And he writes, you know, which indeed ought to be everyone's chief basis and concern. We should be concerned with our bodies. And this message is a very much Jewish one, that most people can live longer, the Machaber says, only if they want to. Obviously, Hashem wills longevity and provides a means for us to do it, but our job is to try to fulfill His will and take care of our bodies best we can. Living healthy and long life don't come by chance. I mean, they're nostalgias. We have to work at it, but Hashem, just like all of our nostalgias, anything we do, Hashem will reward us. Same thing with taking care of our bodies. And just, man was created to live longer than he does. But as Coronado maintains, he chooses to shorten his life by disregarding Hashem's wishes. Think of the pasuk in the Torah. It says, and you shall take very good care of your bodies. Again, just to emphasize that this is a mitzvah, like putting on tefillin, keeping Shabbos, etc., etc. Coronado again tells people, stop this abuse. You have no idea what you're doing to your body. And it's backed up by the Kavod Chayim. The entire Torah is dependent upon the mitzvah of taking care of your body. And then the Machaber again makes another plea that just don't to think about the long-term picture. Think about how important it is to have good health and don't get overwhelmed with starting. Start small. Even if your goal, and even if you know you should be walking 30 minutes a day, start with 10 minutes. I might have mentioned this before, that years ago before I got into jump roping, I was looking for a very quick exercise. And you know what I do? In the morning, before I got to my car to go to school, I'd walk around the block. And when I got out of my car, before I went to the house, I'd walk around the block. And it was just an easy way. And for 2 minutes, five minutes, get some exercise. And then he goes again, the author says, take exercise noshes rather than nosh on pastry or chocolates. Walk to school, stand, and when you can, don't sit for long periods of time. And bear in mind that it may take several times till your new routine becomes habitual, but if you keep at it, it will. He can't promise you that both the healthy eating, I'm sorry, he can promise you both that the healthy eating and physical exercise programs he recommends will not be difficult and eminently doable. But again, the important thing is to get started. By simply living a healthy lifestyle that is not smoking, becoming more active physically, and eating in moderation, you can induce significant psychological changes that will make you stronger, improve your quality of life, and ultimately extend your life. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.